Alrighty, welcome back. Okay, sorry. Welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. The audio sources were slightly wonky. Anywho, we're back. We're still on summer hours, so we're gonna try to be regular, but don't hold that against us, mainly me, because life be life during the summer for me. So, yeah. We're going to try to be regular, but it's summer hours, so just understand we might not be as consistent as we like to be. Wish I could take a whole six-week break like Kevin on stage now, but maybe one day. But anywho, it has been a minute, so how you been, Jaded? You got your summer tan on. And do you have any church announcements for us?
No church announcements. Con season for us, for like selling books, is over. So, thankfully that's done. we sum up before summer starts, like in full swing. But no church announcements. Just been a good hectic couple of weeks. DreamCon cruise. That's where I got all my sun from. It was fun until I got burned. Wear sunblock.
Melanoma does not discriminate.
It doesn't. And like, use the correct sunblock, because I don't care what they say that we only have to use 10 or whatever for melanin, melanated skin, or like, it's like a lower one. Yeah, no, that 30 was not hidden.
So. Oh, is it hidden for you? It usually, well, I don't be in the sun like that also. But usually 30 works for me.
We were there for hours. We were at the beach hours.
You should have used 50 or 75.
Yeah. But that's what the sister brought. She said she brought the wrong one. So she was like, oops, my bad. But yeah. Other than that... Yeah, no church announcements, just chilling out this summer and doing my school stuff, and that's it. How about you? How have the last couple weeks been for you?
Super busy. DreamCon was fun. DreamCon was fun, and let's see. No new church I already announced that before our quick break, but no new church announcements, just that my new channel Key Takeaways, which I don't have a man for, my new channel Key Takeaways is live on YouTube, where I review, I guess, mostly anime, maybe a niche show or movie or two in between that, but it's definitely going to be mostly anime based on the list I have. So the first two videos are already out, where I talk about Frieren, and the next video will cover the anime Erased, and then after that we'll get into some Attack on Titan retrospectives, which will be fun. So yeah, definitely check out Key Takeaways. I know there are multiple channels with that name, so look for the chibi little black girl with the afro with the mic. That's my channel. Let's see. And then also, voting is now open for the Million Dreams Awards. If you are a Kingdom Hearts fan and happen to listen to this podcast, it'll be an interesting crossover. But if you are, be sure to go to khguys.com/reconnect, where you can scroll down to the Million Dreams Awards, and my stream name and Power Muse will be in the category of theory and lore. So was that, and I still be streaming pseudo regularly. And this summer I'll be hopped up on iced coffee. This is melted, but yeah, that's what I'm doing this summer. As a form of self-care, hopped up on iced coffee. As we descend into World War III, apparently. So, outside of that, nothing else. Without further ado, let's get right into the docket, where we talk about everything but World War III. Must be trying to add something.
Yeah, I forgot I haven't done it in so long. I was gonna do one for the key takeaways.
Okay. I'll let you mod then. But let's get right into the document where we're talking about everything but World War III. If it happens, it happens. It'd be what it be. On our newsbeat, we have two main stories. So going on within the I would say political sphere. Yeah, political sphere more so. Job Corps looks to be in danger. I don't know at this point where the winds are gonna blow. I do have a bit of, it's really not insider info, it's more so if you did your Googles and saw what the this proposed budget bill has in store for like different agencies and stuff. So but a little bit of background of like what's going on with Job Corps right now. The Department of Labor initially announced it was directing 99 Job Corps centers throughout the U.S. to shut down operations on May 29th. Days later, the National Job Corps Association, several Job Corps contractors, the Transportation Communications Union /IAM, and one Job Corps student filed a lawsuit against the action. 24 centers across 15 states remain unaffected by the contract termination orders. Right after that, a New York-based federal judge extended until next Wednesday. So basically until the 25th, his order temporarily blocking the U.S. Department of Labor from shutting down its Job Corps training program for low-income young adults. For some reason, I had that twice. My bad. For a little bit of background of like why the Department of Labor announced this, it was proposed in the, I don't know if it was the big budget bill that we keep hearing about that's supposed to be ready by July 4th or whatever, or if it was the appropriations bills for all the different agencies. But among one or both of those bills, it proposed cutting the entire Job Corps program out. So the Department of Labor, because they're all political appointees, the heads are, the directors are, so, you know, they're not necessarily going to fight that. But the director for the Department of Labor basically was like, okay, let's go ahead and shut down Job Corps, get ahead of it, since we're not going to have money for it in the next fiscal year. So, of course, that caused a lot of confusion on and around May 29th because people were still working through this program. So it kind of left people without a job, at the risk of homelessness, and just like kind of in dire straits there. Is like, it's literally pulling the rug out from under like millions of people. And for a little bit of background about if you've never interacted with Job Corps, don't know what it is. It's the nation's largest free residential career training and education program for low-income young adults ages 16 through 24. It has 10 industries to pick from, where you can kind of get your feet wet, get started in the labor force. But it's 10 industries, but like thousands of different jobs within those industries. So, yeah. This is going to be interesting. Like I said, don't know what's going to come about, especially with the federal judge, blocking this, or temporarily blocking this order. Maybe he's waiting until the budget bill actually passes, to say like, okay, if there's no funding, then cut it. So that's going on. And as much as I'm talking shit about World War III, so when this first happened, I personally was like a little confused because it's like, I thought we were targeting, if we're thinking about this logically, which it's not, but let's do a thought exercise. If we're thinking about this logically, the thought was, I thought we were targeting higher education colleges because it's elitist and you need more people to go into the workforce. You want the, for lack of a better word, unskilled laborers. who are not college educated, why would you cut out something like Job Corps? With the caveat of, like, of course, cruelty is a point. But so with that caveat, but it's like, well, that still doesn't make sense because it's putting people in the workforce. So why would you, I thought you wanted these jobs to be filled, or less of the elites and more of the regular worker bee, whatever. So, my theory, tinfoil hat moment, is that this is kind of in larger part because of what's happening overseas currently with the escalation between Israel and Iran. And we're doing our own escalation, and Iran was like, we're going to hit one of your bases. So basically, maybe there are some within the administration looking for a reason to get into a whole nother quagmire with another Middle Eastern country. Although only this time, we don't need Arabic speakers, we need Farsi speakers. So we didn't need Arabic speakers the last time. It's mostly Pashto, but neither here nor there. So, yeah, this might be an effort to steer the people who would tend to need these programs like Job Corps, steer them towards military as, like, the only viable option. Again, that's my tinfoil hat, but I don't know. We'll see. That I know nothing. What do I know? Your thoughts, though, Jade?
Yeah. So the initial thought of behind it when Job Corps was just that, I thought it was something that the administration just willy-nilly got rid of on surface level until you actually learn about it. And it's like, oh, y'all ain't had no money for this. So there's that. But the fact that a lot of people are going to be, it's sad because a lot of people are going to be displaced because of it. Which college? Morris Brown College in Atlanta. Mm. They are opening their doors to students saying that they could offer them like the tuition, help them with the financial aid and tuition and everything like that for students looking to go to college from Job Corps. So that's like, I hope more institutions kind of follow suit and do something of that sorts, because even I went to high school, but as part of my senior's thing for internship, instead of going into a hospital or anything like that, we do it to Job Corps half-time, part-time. So that way I got my CNA license while I was in high school. So it's just like one of those things where I'm like, this one is something that I've experienced myself where I'm like, yeah, a lot of these people, they need Job Corps. This is like their last chance to start over. Their fresh start, they make money, they're housed, they can learn a skill and a trade to provide for their future. It provides daycare for mothers. They have somewhere to eat, they have somewhere to sleep, they have somewhere just to make money and to learn a skill for life. So it's pretty sad that they're getting rid of it. Because this is a vital thing, and because Job Corps has been around for,
I want to say since at least the 70s, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, it's been here a long time, longer than our lifetime.
Yeah.
So far, so. But yeah, I hope to see. I hope more federal judges, hopefully, or like federal courts can do it to where they can block it from being taken down, taken away, because it's unjust. It really is. And it would be different if it was like a gradual thing that they said that they were shutting it down,
right?
And you got X amount of, like, you got a year or so or months, but this was just drastic, like, we're shutting down.
Here's the thing, though, it could have been a gradual thing if it is the case that they didn't allocate money for it for the next fiscal year, because they could just made the announcement in May. It was like, okay guys, we got to shut down by September 30th because of this. But again, we don't have people who think right now. So.
At all.
So, and it was established in 1964.
Okay.
Anything else on that, though? It would be nice if more universities opened up the doors. He said, was it Morris Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But it would be nice if other universities like Morris Brown opened up their doors, like, in lieu of this happening. Oh, you mind over there? Okay.
Yeah, I made the command.
All right. But yeah, anything else before we move on?
On job board, I just hope that, like I said, other institutions, other colleges, other like private organizations can help the students. Because this is something that like is drastically needed because not everybody. And then there are people who go from job board to go to college.
Yeah.
But not everybody is set on the college prep not timeline, but yeah, y'all know what I mean. But not everybody is set on that pipeline. Course. There we go. Pipeline. Thank you. and in America, for it to function on its most basic level, we need people who have trade skills.
Right.
And this is an organization that teaches you trade skills. Yes, you can go to community colleges for them, but some people don't have the money for that.
Right.
And not every, and some colleges offer it for free, but not everyone. So right. It's not accessible. Whereas Job Corps, you could just sign up. They send you to whatever center has what you're looking for and you learn your skill. So it's just sad to see it go, and hopefully it won't, and like, fingers crossed, in the future it won't.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed with everything. All right, switching gears, still on the news beat. So Switch 2 has not treated Pokemon fans really all that well. There was one Pokemon fan who lost 1,000 plus hours and 20 years of progress during their Switch 2 system transfer. And there are other Switch 2 owners who say they've lost Pokemon save files as well. So they're strongly recommending other fans make use of the franchise's Pokemon Home storage app before booting up their new consoles and initiating a system transfer. So one report about the 1,000 plus hours was on Reddit that detailed a fan's experience transferring their original Switch's data to their new Switch 2, only to find their Pokemon Scarlet save file had been lost in the process. Other fans responding to the post have reported similar issues, and an IGN staff member has had the same experience happen to them. So this has not discriminated. But the user, the Otaku26, claimed that their save file had more than 1,000 hours of gameplay and over 2 decades of beloved Pokemon brought over from generations of previous Pokemon titles, stretching back to Pokemon Leaf Green and Pokemon Diamond. Wow, that's old. On the Nintendo DS and Game Boy Advance. I actually haven't played the Pokemon games. I just watched the shows up to Gen 5. We'll say Gen 5. So I haven't, for some reason, I was more into Yu-Gi-Oh! video games than Pokemon. With all that said, like, that's a lot of data. Especially to lose during a system transfer. Oh, God. Oh. It hurts. So, yeah, be careful with your system transfers out there, you new Switch 2 owners. I actually can't say I'm jealous or anything right now. I feel like I haven't loved on my first Switch enough to justify getting a Switch 2. Anyway. That's not related, but your thoughts.
Yeah, well, for your non-related tip, I'm the same. My Switch has been neglected for the past couple months. After I baked and baked for one.
Day.
But it served me well. I've played it a lot, but I haven't played it lately. In the last year, I haven't picked that thing up. So, yeah. But it sucks for them to lose all that data. It's just like, because me and Mike were wondering, like, how they were even able to have some of that data transfer over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were saying that how from one system to the next, how eventually data was going to be lost at some point.
Yeah.
So maybe it happened to be with the Switch 2. the compatibility.
It's okay. I'll wait. I don't even have anything to that level. Because I can always just replay Final Fantasy. So I don't necessarily have anything to that level of dedication, at least on my Switch. Now on my PlayStation, that's a different story. But on my Switch, no. I don't have anything like that to that level. But, yeah, just be careful transferring your data. All I can say for Pokemon fans.
I know, right? Like, that sucks for y'all. The only game that would get me to really be like, I want the Switch 2, I need to have it, is if they came out with a new Animal Crossing and it happened to be only on Switch 2, I would play the hell out of it.
I don't know what would get me to the Switch 2. Because they got a new Mario Kart game. I'm just like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Because it's not like I regularly host Mario Kart nights anymore. But yeah, I don't think there's anything that could get me over to Switch 2 at this moment. Can't think of anything. Even a new Animal Crossing, I'll be like, yeah, I don't know. Well, still very much on like, if it works on the regular Switch, it's fine.
They need to bring Infinity Nikki over to Switch and then I'll be happy.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. I heard like you gotta like pay quite a bit to actually enjoy it because the free features are like,
I was having fun.
Okay.
I'm just lazy and I don't like sitting at the TV to play games. I like to sit in bed and be like I used to.
That's fair.
I like laying in bed and playing games. And yeah.
That's fair. I still haven't really played Infinity Nikki because it was on the PS5 or what is it? PS5 or PlayStation and PC, something like that. But yeah. Because it's on a console, it was like, it's not a Switch game, so, yeah. For that reason, I haven't started it, because I would have to come in here every time. Instead of, I could just take the Switch to another room.
Exactly.
All right, anything else before we move on to Creator Hub?
Just back up y'all files. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. All right, onward to Creator Hub. Got some updates. Starting with Twitch. Twitch will be testing the rewind feature. I thought we already... I could have swore we had this already. Okay, I'm going to keep reading. Twitch will be testing the rewind feature. You need a channel subscription or monthly turbo subscription to use it. If I remember correctly, rewind was where... Say you missed somebody's stream or you got in late to somebody's stream and you could rewind to kind of like YouTube Live. You could like rewind to the beginning or whatever you missed. I could have swore this was a thing already, or maybe they just announced it that it was coming.
It was.
Okay. So was it a thing? Was it a thing or was it just like... we have this new feature that's coming in a couple of years.
No, it was a thing. They're gaslighting us. Because it was definitely a thing. I used the function a couple times. It was definitely a thing. Because the way it would happen was like, it was kind of like a picture-in-picture where you would watch it on a smaller screen. And the regular screen stream would still be big. But you could watch the rewind feature where you can go back until you can catch up.
Now, to caveat this, these were announcements made at TwitchCon Rotterdam. So it's either that did they have this and then take it away, or is it that Twitch EU didn't have this?
It sounds like something they had and then silently took it away, and now they launched it again like it's brand new when it's not. Again, they're gaslighting us.
Okay, because I was like, it wouldn't make sense for one part of the world to not have this feature on a global streaming platform. I was just very confused because I started reading. I was like, wait a second. We've talked about this. Okay, I was just, all right, moving on.
The only difference, I was about to say, the only difference now is that you have to have a subscription.
Yeah, or Twitch Turbo, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Good to know I was not losing it or had too much iced coffee. All right, this one's actually new. Twitch is making it easier to unlock affiliate. The lower concurrent views, fewer days stream, fewer hours, and half the followers will be needed to unlock payouts. So when we, back in the olden days when we started, but it wasn't even olden days, it's actually fairly recent compared to apparently people who had to have like over 100 CCV or something to even get monetized. Mm-hmm. But back in the olden days when we started it, it was 50 followers, 7 days streamed, 3 CCV? Or was it 2? It was 3, wasn't it?
It was 3.
Okay. So now they have the followers, so it's 25 followers. I think like 3 or 4 days streamed. I don't remember the CCV. I'm gonna assume it was 2. It's 2. Wait, it was posted somewhere in our Discord. Well, like, look for that. I could just Google it too, but oh, okay. We're gonna see if I can find it here. Ah, here you. All right, 3 CCV on 4 days, stream 4 days, stream 4 plus hours, and 25 followers. All right, so the CCV is still the same. You just have fewer days. So instead of 3 CCV over 30 days, it's 3 CCV over 4 days. Instead of stream 7 days, it's stream 4 days. And instead of streaming 8 plus hours, it's streaming 4 plus hours. Like I said, the follower count went from 50 to 25. I don't know. I don't know. I have thoughts, but I'm realizing in real time it might be a little gatekeepy. So, yeah, fuck it. I don't know. I was like, it's not that the requirements weren't that hard. Honestly, in the first place, like the hardest thing would have been the 50 followers. But honestly, if you are likable enough in a community that has over 50 people, like, that should be enough for you to stream. Right?
Yes.
Right? Right? I don't know. like I said, I know it's gonna come off hella gatekeepy, so that's why I'm just like, sure, whatever makes y'all happy at this point, because I'm not necessarily losing anything with these changes either. I'm just saying, I don't think it was a difficulty thing. I do think they're trying to get more people on here, like streaming on Twitch, and trying to get those, I would call them Kaisenot fans. And I don't mean that as a pejorative. I just mean the younger peoples to get on here and stream. So that's my thought. But yeah. Your thoughts on this though? Before we move on.
Yeah. I think kudos to Twitch making it easier for them to have affiliates. Especially, I think it's at a time when less people are more likely to start streaming. So maybe that's what's driving this.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, because even though they said, like I said, all time high for how many affiliates are on their platform, like millions, I guess, but it's still like, unless you are the Kai Cenats, you're not making oodles of money like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But made it easier. I wish it was that easy when we were coming up. I know, right? It's like, back in my day, I used to have to walk 50 miles to get an affiliate status.
Nobody actually had to walk 50 miles. Y'all just said that to make us feel bad and make us do chores.
Right. Oh, but yeah. But yeah, that's all I have for that one.
Okay. All right, ModView is releasing on Android in the coming days, weeks, which again, I thought was a thing already, but I also don't have an Android, so. All right, these two are newer. Twitch support accidentally revealed that they use AI to handle support requests. Am I surprised? No, but that probably answers a lot of questions about why people are not getting the adequate support that they need. Especially when they get weirdly banned for stuff. And apparently Twitch seems to have warned various streamers about promoting Kick in their panels. It's not fully confirmed, but it seems like a common thread over on streamer. I guess the streamers still congregate on Twitter, but over on wherever streamers congregate these days. Which I can kind of see, because it's like, yeah, if they're promoting Kick in their panels, that's kind of taking money out of Twitch's pocket, because there are people who would move from Twitch to Kick as far as audience, but at the same time, there is a reason that Kick was started up in the first place, and there is kind of a divide in, like, who's going to stay on Twitch and who would go to Kick or be willing to go to Kick as far as, again, audience. I do think audience-wise, more people are likely to just stay on Twitch. Because, it's already a hassle as a streamer, content creator, to, like, make a whole new account, make sure you grab your username so that it's consistent across all platforms, make sure nobody else is gonna troll and try to stream as, like, your username. But as a viewer, like, it's really no, especially if your favorite creator is still multi-streaming and they're multi-streaming on Twitch and Kick, there's no reason for them to move over to Kick. So, unless they just love you that much and want to support you. But yeah, so I can see Twitch doing that and warning the bigger streamers about promoting Kick in their panels. So, that's very interesting. I would be interested to see how that turns out in the long run. But yeah, your thoughts on the rest of the Twitch stuff?
Yeah, I get that Twitch wouldn't want you promoting another stream service in your Twitch panel. That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense if it is like actual official news. As far as the AI, that makes so much sense. It's a damn shame. makes sense, though. It's just like, and I like how y'all accidentally got outed for it. And it's just like, you would think that would be, y'all are just, Y'all think you would be smarter than that in using people behind some of these things, but it's cheaper to use AI to do it. But AI misses a lot.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Moving on to YouTube. YouTube is testing a new tool to set a different thumbnail based on the viewer's language. YouTube quietly loosened the rules that guide its moderation of videos to allow for more freedom of expression. I'm curious about that because I don't know if that means that people can just cuss freely or if it means more nefarious things in the sense of the type of content. I'm not talking about illegal shit. But just like very far white. Oh, Jesus.
You're right, though.
Very far right wing was what I was trying to say. Guys, but yeah, that type of content, the heritage I hate people, yeah, them, yeah, so I'm not sure what they mean by loosen the rules of, like, can we not, do we have to still bleep out certain things, or, you know, or is it just, we can't talk about essays and unaliving, but we can talk about 1930s Germany in more explicit terms. I don't know. We'll see. I don't have an algorithm that shows that, so I don't know how well I'll see that, but yeah. We'll see, I guess.
Like somehow.
Somehow.
Somehow we'll see.
Somehow we'll find out. And then YouTube contributed $55 billion to the U.S. GDP in 2024, supporting more than 490,000 full-time jobs. I wonder if they're hiring. All right. Any thoughts on the YouTube news?
Are y'all hiring? Hook a sister up. Because it's hard out here in these streets. I, too, would like to be a YouTuber. any facet of it, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, I don't care. Just make money. I'm wondering what the freedom of, like, that's one of those things where they're going to have to come back and say exactly what they mean. You can't just dump out big and vague and be like, so it's more freedom of expression. What does that mean?
Right.
Because that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So that could easily mean, to an artist, nudity.
Right.
That could mean language. That could mean, like you said, talking more openly about essays and unalivings. So it's just like, it could be talking more politically driven and talking more about things that are going on in the world. So it's like, you might want to get a rein on that.
let the horse out the stable. Like, it's been out for the past 2 years. Actually, longer than that. But, yeah.
But, yeah. That's all I have on YouTube.
All right. Moving on to TikTok news. You may soon be able to go live with 600 followers, which is down from 1,000. TikTok Live is adding playbooks, though it's unclear what that means. All right. TikTok is giving users much more control over their For You page. And apparently we're getting another extension for the TikTok deadline until mid-September at this point. I've gone from not caring about TikTok to actually being like, actually, no, I might need it for the new channel, so let's keep it. It might do me some good. But yeah, we got another extension till mid-September, so yay. And TikTok has added the ability to link YouTube Music and Amazon Music. Any thoughts?
I'm shocked that for the live, I think it's fewer followers even, because I know I got a message that said I can go live now, so like I have an option to go live on TikTok.
So as well, because I thought I got that message, but I was like, maybe, I don't know. Or maybe that's one of the requirements if you don't have some other requirement. Or maybe we were grandfathered in. I don't know.
Maybe you were a chosen one finally when you got to use one of the things when it comes out and be like, oh, I get to test it. But yeah. Again, with the vague messaging, what the hell is a playbook?
No idea.
Great. YouTube, but TikTok is funny. And I'm still hung up on the followers. Yeah. Going live on TikTok seems like such a rogue thing to do because
I refuse.
The lives I've watched, yeah. I've seen some of those lives and oh my gosh.
I was like, no. Yep.
It seems so hectic.
I will absolutely fully show my auntie mode in that one. Nope, not doing it. It's too new. Nope. I don't like how it looks.
Like I don't like it for the young folk. But you are the young folk. It's for the young folk.
It's for the young folk.
But yeah. That's all I have on TikTok. Yeah, you did mention the deadline, right?
Yeah, that it got extended again till mid-September.
Yeah. Which is just going to keep pushing. So, this is the this is truly like you're saying when somebody dug their what's the metaphor? What's the phrase?
Dug themselves into a hole.
Yes, dug themselves in a hole, chewed bit off more than they could chew. Where you were saying, I'm gonna ban TikTok. It needs to be a US-based company. And then you go back and you're like, well, actually, they can hold off until X amount of time because, well, actually, they can hold off.
Right.
They keep holding off on time when it's like, yeah, because it shouldn't have been on the ban list to begin with.
Yeah, but also it's like, all right, it's because it also, there's a possibility that it also benefited you in this last election, so now you want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. All right. And then in creator industry news, broader creator industry news, the head of Instagram says that live streaming on Instagram will not help creators grow a following. Good to know. Was not going to do that anyway, but good to know. Don't have to waste my time. And then Francis considering labeling Twitter or X, whatever. Labeling Twitter as an adult site, thus requiring age verification. Can't really blame them.
It should be. It 100% should be. Because side of Twitter I'm on, and I'm going to keep calling it Twitter because that's what your mama named you. But the side of Twitter I'm on, yeah, kids don't need to have access to that. At all.
No, because it was different than when we were kids.
When Twitter first started, it was completely different versus nowadays. It's kind of like how when Facebook was only for college students and then they opened it up to everybody.
Yep, and
Twitter
now
it was a place.
Facebook is now full of boomer conspiracies yes. With bad AI, apparently.
Oh my gosh, and good AI, really good, like trick-worthy. But now Twitter at first was a place where you could go to either a vent and like in your 180 characters or less, or B, follow your favorite celebrities and see what they're thinking about all day.
Yep.
Now it's like Twitter is its own think piece. And it's so much going on, and I don't think kids should have access to it.
Yeah.
Just because they don't need it. There's adult things that go on there. There's adult conversations. There's adult content. And yeah. it's not for the kids.
Nope.
If they can have Instagram.
I was just gonna say Snapchat, but yeah.
Snapchat is, yeah. But a lot of celebrities aren't on Snapchat like that. Whereas,
yeah, they migrated.
Yeah.
All righty, moving on to Just Don't Care, So Do We Care. I only had one, and this one's kind of a two-folder. So SAG-AFTRA's video game strike has been suspended. So the first part of this Just Don't Care is because I truly think that all of us kind of forgot this was still a thing going on. So collectively, we all did not care. We did care at first, but you know, it's a lot that's happened. We got to move to the bottom of priorities. But SAG-AFTRA and the signatory video game companies, which included all of them, like Activision, Blind Light, Disney, Character Voices, EA, Epic, Formosa, Insomniac, just to name some, have reached a tentative agreement on terms for the interactive media contract, subject to review and approval by the national board and ratification by the membership in the coming weeks. Okay, yeah. The boilerplate standard language. No specific details of the agreement yet. They'll be released with the ratification materials. But the tea of what might have caused this to just suddenly be like, oh yeah, we got an agreement. It was at two VAs. I just made this earlier today, so I didn't look up the names. Two VAs were allegedly bullying someone for getting a vacant character role that was voiced in a single version of a game. So therefore, because this kind of became kind of widespread, at least within the video game community, it torched any goodwill towards SAG and video game fans. So, yeah, that happened. I'm not gonna lie, it's not like I really make buku money from this anyway, so it's like, was it better if I played a Disney game? But yeah, I do think it was a strong support, especially at first a couple years ago, but like I said, just been happening everywhere else and it kind of got moved to the bottom priority, so therefore, yeah. But the tea about the two VAs was the second part of the don't care, but your thoughts on this development?
Yeah, definitely agree with the it got moved to the bottom of the pile, just because the world is worlding and we got a lot going on. So it's just one of those things where it's just kind of like, in comparison, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but in comparison to a lot of the things that are happening, it doesn't matter. Like, it's very important, especially for people who are working in the industry, but again, like, there are a lot of world events going on and a lot of things that are happening. And yeah, worrying about another person's industry while the world is dumpster fire is kind of hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. But also not the voice actors bullying people.
Yeah.
Not y'all being bullies out here in
2025. Yeah. Yeah. That definitely happened. Alrighty. I'm going to move on to the weekly roundup. I only had one again. It's a big one. Probably lead to broader discussion, especially as like maybe more details come out or whether or not it settles quickly or it takes a while for it to settle. But news broke this morning? Late last night. In the evening. So Tyler Perry has been accused of... I'm putting it on YouTube, okay. Tyler Perry has been accused of essaying an actor, and this actor has now sued him for a $260 million lawsuit. I forgot to add something in here, but I will say it as I read the first bullet. So, Tyler Perry has been sued for $260 million by an actor who's accused the mogul of assaulting him while working on his TV shows. This lawsuit has been brought up after the actor went to the Equal Opportunity complaint, like that division, and was basically trying to go about it by the book, in a by the book type of way. And this was a recommendation by the Equal Opportunity people. I don't know if they recommended that amount, but yeah, that was a recommendation. So just like caveat, this wasn't necessarily a frivolous money grab. That's me saying that based on what I know, and like, yeah. All right. I'm bracing myself for all the defense. Anyway. So the actor's name is Derek Dixon. And he's filed a lawsuit in LA accusing Tyler Perry of using his influence in the entertainment industry to create a coercive, sexually exploitive dynamic while he was acting on The Oval and Ruthless. He alleged that Perry promised him a successful acting career, but then subjected him to escalating harassment, assault, and battery, and professional retaliation when he didn't reciprocate Perry's unwanted advances. So, in the sense of, like, you know, they were chatting, talking, whatever, and there are a bunch of text messages, too. And Perry was making these advances, and he did give him the role, like a short bit role on Ruthless, and then a bigger role in The Oval. And I think he's like one of the main characters on The Oval, or like a prominent character. And so, like, part of the retaliation that Dixon was alleging was that Perry threatened to kill off his character, basically, in the show The Oval. Let's see. And of course, Tyler Perry's lawyer has denied the allegations and called the lawsuit a scam to make money. So that happened. Also, if you notice, Derek Dixon is a male name. I've said he, like, this is a guy. There's been kind of like an open rumor that a lot of people thought Tyler Perry liked men, and it, like, I would even go so far as to say, like, his later works might have shown a hint of voyeurism, a little bit of it. If you actually sat through his later works, not Counting Straw, that's different. Anything from Not Fall from Grace, but anything from that era up to Straw. A lot of the dramatics in between, like, his bigger, or his movies that he's released on Amazon Prime, his Netflix shows, Beauty and Black, it's kind of this sense of, that's what I'm getting from it. I could be wrong. With the caveat, I could be wrong. It felt like voyeurism to me. Of men, which is like I said, open rumor that, you know, a lot of people thought he liked men, which is like, yeah, it's fine if you do. What's not fine is using your power and your money and like your influence to coerce men to sleep with you, or, you know, yeah. It's like, just be gay or be bi, be whatever. Just, like, consensually. Without the power dynamic and abusive power.
Like, the Boondocks called it.
They did, and that's why he wanted that show taken off. Monique called it, too. I was just like, not her being right again.
It's a Cat Williams effect. It's like, ah, everything will come to light. Allegedly.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Any additional thoughts on your end? Outside of, I'm also bracing for, because this already happened. I'm bracing for people just, like, outright defending him. I'm just like, I don't want to go through this again.
Girl. I hope he gets his coins. I hope he gets every bit of money, because I was reading the text messages, and I hope you get every bit of money.
Hey, that you wouldn't text that to your employee. Go ahead, sorry.
Yes. Because, yeah, some of the stuff that you, like I said, things you were saying to your employee, you should not be saying. So there's no, I don't care how cool you think you are with an employee. There's a definite line between you and your, and an employee when it becomes sexual harassment. So yeah, it's just, these are textbook things. This is why even in Hollywood they have HR. So yeah.
Yeah. I might mute Tyler Perry on my socials. I already know it's gonna be serious.
They already started.
Yeah.
He's dating this beautiful black woman, and y'all just trying to dig him in the mud.
Yes.
Apparently, I thought
he was single.
Just like you. Apparently not.
Oh. Like I said, he could be bi, so that's why I was like, it's whatever, but.
Yeah, like, it's Pride Month. Be who you are for your pride. Be who you are. But, like, just be honest about it. So, like, if you are into both, be bi. If you're into men, be gay. If you're straight, be straight. It doesn't matter. It's just like, there's a lot of rumors about you. And sometimes a hit dog will holler.
I'm just saying, like I said, there were some scenes and stuff in, like, his more recent works, and especially around, like, Beauty and Black and stuff. I was like, I don't care if there's a gay scene or a man-ass scene, but did we need it to move the story along? It's just like, this is an interesting choice to... Alright. But hey.
I want to go back to the days when Tyler Perry was just doing plays, and that's what people knew. Like, it was a hood classic, and you went to go see the plays, and you watched the DVDs of the plays.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah. And then he became big, and everybody knew him, and then all of a sudden, all this mess.
Yes.
But yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I did not know he was currently dating a black woman. I knew he had a child, a few years ago. So he was with a woman then. I just didn't know he's currently with a woman now. So, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, we'll see what comes from this lawsuit. It might go quiet. And it might go quiet because other stuff in the world is going on. Or it might go quiet because Tyler Perry makes it go quiet. Isn't he a billionaire by now?
I believe so. I mean, you own a movie studio, so I would feel like...
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can see billionaire dollars being used to shut this off real quick. But who knows? But, yeah. So... Like you said, I hope Derek gets every bit of that coin from the suit, because, yeah, that this was the sanitized version of what he went through, which is why I'm like, I hope he gets every bit of that coin.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's my thoughts. Another thing to strike off the conversations for Thanksgiving, though. Probably do not want to engage.
No.
All right. Anything else before we close out?
That's it for me.
Cool. All right, y'all. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Embassy Talks. I don't want to wrap up with him. That wraps up another episode. Oh, I'm so glad I did not want to be an actor. I would never get hired by this point.
Girl.
Okay. That wraps up another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. Appreciate y'all coming out to watch, and we will catch y'all next time.